Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
If you two want to win, Zwo Mabulala Cele is in studio with me. And if you guys know anything about top tier shooting guards in the country or point guards, whatever he wants to define himself as, but everybody knows that the name Mabulala doesn't just come from nowhere. At his height, if you want to be recognized as somebody who gets the job done on the court, certainly you have to have some skill attached to it. So he's played his basketball at VUT. He's been in our basketball national league, and this weekend you're going to get a chance. Within the various platforms, you're going to get a chance to see him showcase his skills in the national club championships, playing for Mzansi Basketball MBB. He's in studio now. We're going to talk a little bit about his journey. Welcome, Sibu. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. This is fantastic. So let's talk a bit about basketball. Obviously, you have physical requirements that people would look at and be like, how does this guy even get on a basketball court? You know, you might be a little bit shorter than most. So how did you get into the game, and why? Why did you get into the game?
You know, it's all about hard work, putting yourself on the line, telling yourself that you're going to do better every day. When you go to practice, you tell yourself, I'm going to work hard.
Let's go back before that. How did you get into the game? I mean, what were some of the sports that you started playing? And why did you choose basketball?
No, I started playing by soccer. Mm-hmm. No, I played soccer before basketball.
How did that evolve into you getting onto the court?
So when I'm free, I go to the basketball courts, study shooting. With the plastic ball, you know that soccer ball, the plastic one.
The ones that get blown by the wind.
Yes. Then I go shoot. Just go shoot. And some other friend, they come through, we shoot. And I had my friend, my late friend. So he had the basketball, the proper one, the rubber one, the orange one. So he used to come. Then we play with him. So I get used to playing with the proper ball. And then when it's basketball time, I go to basketball. When it's soccer time, I go to soccer.
And how old were you at the stage?
I was 13. Yeah. So they called us with the KZN trials. So they called us, there were trials. Then we went there. I got selected. I was the only one at school. So I got selected. They had to transport me from school to the trials. I was like, okay, I might as well just stick with basketball. So getting free shoes and all this stuff.
So that's literally how your journey started with the game.
That's how it started.
And let's track, fast track, because KZN, obviously there's basketball culture out there, right? Yeah. Was it easy to get into the game? And were you always the short? Did people always pick on you for your height a little bit, especially when you were younger?
Oh, damn. Yes, I was short.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was really hard to communicate with other guys. So I was the only one from township. So you get the guy from DHS, New Forest, all those top schools, you know. So I was the only one from Mlazi playing against these guys. So they were like, okay.
So now you have the height factor and you've got the language factor.
Yeah, there's the height and there's the language. So you have to gel in with these guys. So some other times they're not gonna pass you the ball, all the stuff. You know, when they're trials, they move
the ball away from you. It's individual basketball and they want their moment in the sun.
Yeah.
So the nickname Mabulala, when and how did that come about? Do you want to talk about it?
actually, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It's fine. It came after when I was playing under 20.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who's that guy? Then my other guy friend, Lefty, he told him, that's Boo Mabulala. How is he Mabulala? Because he's killing you guys. You don't see he's killing you guys.
So the nickname itself was born when you were playing basketball at under 20,
yep.
And it stuck. It stuck since then. So everybody stopped calling you Sbu, and Mabulala was born.
Yes, Mabulala. Mabulala is killing them now. Okay. Yeah. So I didn't refuse. So that is how it became.
When you look back now, you're slightly older. What are some of the highlights that you've had throughout your career. What are some of your favorite moments? You can pick, start small. You know, just what are some of the favorite moments that you've experienced?
Having those last buzzer shots. That okay. There was the one that we played against APN. It was a final.
Who were you playing for?
I was playing for Lazio Blazers.
Okay.
Yeah. I still do.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
But yeah. I was playing for Lazio Blazers, and then I had to hit that last shot. It was 3 seconds left.
And you guys were down?
We were down 3. And they took the game to the overtime.
And there's no way that Mlazi Blazers are favorites going into a game against APN. This is not, yeah. It's not heard of.
Yeah. We had 3 times playing against APN going to the final. And unfortunately, we were losing on the final.
But the buzzer shot and you making that 3 is one of your favorite moments.
Yeah.
Is that because who was playing for APN at the time?
It was Tlatle Dlamini, Ayanda Shianga, Kay Kikrist.
That's a stacked team.
Yeah, that's the strongest team. I still remember those guys. Yeah.
But okay, you gave 3 names that matter. That's one of your favorite moments.
Yeah.
Professional career, a little bit. You know, who are some of the players that you've most enjoyed playing with? Who you learned a lot from? You know, and also some of the coaches that have influenced your style of play.
Tlatla Dlamini, yes.
Oh, so okay, and Tlatla, playing with him and playing for him.
Yeah, playing with him and playing for him. Okay, Craig, yeah, great coach, yeah, and Flosh,
yeah.
Let's give you that moment, so you have to prove your point. Okay, just play basketball. You know how to play. Just do your stuff, and then when the game breaks down, so you have to call something. That's what it is.
Where we are now with South African basketball is a tricky situation. What keeps you in the game? Why do you keep coming back to play in competitions? Because, you know, you're not so young anymore, right? Yeah. And why do you stay in it? And what do you hope to accomplish with whatever is left of your playing career?
Yeah, it's because of the love of the game. And you want to show these other kids that are coming behind you. There's this guy who's playing basketball. So you have to look up from him. You understand? So you watch the game. If you want to be like him, you must take the stuff from him. So you have to work hard. You have to ask. If you don't know something, you have to ask them.
So you want to inspire another generation of young players, especially from Lazi, especially from the KZN side.
Yes.
And why do you think KZN basketball is suffering so much right now? Because it's not what it used to be, if we're being very honest.
Yeah, I think we're suffering because you need to play. For you to improve, you need to play more games. You must keep on playing. But if you're sitting, you're going to come to the other side. Okay, yes, you have to play games, and then you get blown out by like 30, 40. So that's why you need to keep playing. There has to be a league that is running. So you play games all the time.
So competition got to drive development. And do you have any ambitions of coaching or any ambitions of getting into the administration of the game? Or once you're done playing, you think you're going to be done?
I think I'm going to be coaching. But getting into administration, not yet.
No desire whatsoever. So, Sbu the player, we know a little bit about. Who's Sbu off the court? What do you do? What do you enjoy? Who are you? Other than the guy that we see doing on the you know, expose as much as you want or as little as you want.
No, you just play the game. Enjoy yourself.
So
you have fun, get on the courts, you have fun, have that smile. If they started talking, those guys are playing against you, then you have to remind them that, hey, this is who I am. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to leave it there, my brother. And I'm going to thank you for coming through to the studio to come and chat a little bit about the actual killer. The man is going to be in action this weekend. You will see it. The four venues for the National Club Championships taking place in KZN, Western Cape, here in Gauteng, and I have to get that fourth venue. I think it slip my mind. Free State. It is happening in the Free State as well. That's right.
All right.
So, Randburg, Walter Sisulu, the games will be streamed live. Teams from Limpopo traveling here to Gauteng. And if you want to see what sort of business Wu does on the court, check out MBB. And you might see some other familiar faces out there. I'm not going to say too many names because the business of deciding who the provincial champions are in the respective provinces gets decided this weekend. And then we move on to the top four and our own version of Mzansi Final Four. So thank you for coming through.
Thank you, sir.
You are now a member of a Full Court Press family.
#WeLove #1 Sports Digital Radio Station in Africa.